Well, he could be a late inclusion if he wants to be to Scone. Hello, Paul Gow.
Oh, morning, fellas. Yes, I am jealous. It's on the bucket list one day to go up there.
Well, I tell you, you can come.
Oh, I'd love to. You know, Mother's Day coming around the corner.
No, we'll be back on Sunday.
We're back Saturday.
With a terrible hangover, and I can't spend enough time with my mum.
Get back Saturday.
Right.
Oh, okay. You throw it out there and you can't come. All right.
Very tempting. Well, I need some planning, Michael. That's
yeah, no, that's true. That's expert. Busy man like yourself. Hey, golf at the lakes.
Oh, yeah, this is a cracker. Anyone that's played the lakes, all played a golf course, and this has happened to them. A good friend of mine, Keen Booker, who owns Canterbury Toyota, was telling me a great story. He's playing with two chaps, Chris Bailey. They're walking down the 13th hole at the lakes, which is a little par four, water on the right. He's let go of his buggy just to roll to the bottom of the hill. He's taken a right, gone in the water. So everyone's laughing at him. He gets it all out. They play on. Then he's got his good mate, Rod Cullen, who they're all still laughing about it as they come to 17th. And Rod has let his buggy go, which is the electric one. It's gone into the water. So two people in the four ball, their buggies have gone into the water. So when you're going to play the lakes next, keep hold of your buggy.
Yeah, that is a really good warning, mate. Jason Day's mum, how's her health?
Well, this is a cracking story coming into Mother's Day in Australia. I don't think it's Mother's Day in the US. I'm not quite sure, but it's definitely one of the better reads of all time. Jason's opened up and about his father and everything back in the day. It's on the PGA Tour website, written by Ben Everill, actually, an Australian guy that works for the tour now. Cracking story of his two sisters and how he got to play the game and the cold swat, but how hard his mum has been on him and the sacrifices that his mum's made. When his dad died when he was 12, his mum sold the family home. She worked four jobs. It was ridiculous what his mum done for him to succeed. So I tell you what, I could not stop reading yesterday the story on Jason and his mum and his sisters. So worth a read. And it reminds me a bit of Tiger's mum. She was the tough one out of the two. His father and her. Tiger always said that that his mum was the one he was scared of. And I think it's the same with Jason Day. So I encourage everyone to have a look at that because it was it shows that you don't have to have a bunch of money to have fun. And he made his own fun in the early days and he's become one of the best players in the world.
Yeah. Now look at Players' Championship, mate. It'll be very interesting to see if Adam Scott can get himself back in the running.
Yeah, I think Scotty's my pick this week again. I'm going to back up on him. I think he played from tee to green. He played pretty well. He's got Matt Ballard, ex-Australian player, is working on his short game and has been tweeting it all week. It's getting better. I like Alex Noren, long hitter. I don't think you need a long hitter if you're going through the field this week. It is a great field. Roy's back. He's a married man. He's got a new club deal. Taylor Mate was sold to KPS overnight for $425 million. So TaylorMade have basically wrapped up all the players. McIlroy is now a TaylorMade player, still wearing the Nike gear. But he's back for the first time. Obviously, Dustin Johnson after a good event last week. But an interesting one this week. They've changed the 12th hole there at the TPC. It's a risk reward, short par four, water there. I reckon it'll be great viewing on Sunday. Obviously, the 17th is one of the best holes to sit there and watch. But the 12th hole, which will be about 280 yards, 300 yards long, a lot of these players can get there. So good bunch of Aussies playing, seven or eight Aussies playing, which will be great.
All right, I'll give you the market, mate. Dustin Johnson, $8. Rory, $11. Jordan Spieth, $15. Jason Day, $21. Sergio, $19. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Sergio has won around here. He's been getting reception all week. Everyone cheering him because he's first won back in the US since winning the Masters. I just think he'll be wrapped up in the hype there. But I tell you, Dustin Johnson's impressive coming back and having a top 20. But I still like Scotty. Alex Noren last week played really well. So he's playing. You've got to look at players playing their way into it. Jason Day has been playing a bit. Obviously, last year's winner around there. The Aussies themselves haven't been playing that good, other than Cameron Smith is probably their best placed Aussie in that sense. So, but it's one of the best events. 24-hour channel on Fox Sports this week. You know, you would have seen some of, if you've been watching that 24-hour channel, some of the you know, past years there, how Sutton's win, Adam Scott's win, how good baby face he looked then. That was one of the tournaments that really turned him. But it is the fifth major, this one. This is the one that they really pump up. And, you know, it's I have played it, and I'll tell you what, it's a scary golf course.
Is it? Scary, scary. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Phils. Well, you have a great punting couple of days up there. I'm very, very jealous.
Yeah, well, next year, mate, we'll put you down.
Oh, great. I'm in.
Well
Thanks,
done.
Fellas.